Hi, everybody. Matt from Caustic here with Caustic's Detox, Episode 8. I've been crazy busy trying to catch up on stuff the last couple weeks for the new CD, plus a million other little things, Resistance Festival in Sheffield in the UK coming up in less than a month now. It's April 2nd and 3rd. So I'm getting a lot of stuff ready for that. I'm getting a bunch of remixes done, a bunch of extra crap done for the new CD, for the Kickstarter campaign, if you're familiar with what we had to do for the CD there. But anyway, I wanted to get away from the protest mixes for a week, even though they're still going on, even though blah, 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 blah. Basically, because we need to get back to the stupid. So I decided that I'm going to do a little bit of a Caustic blast from the past, from 2006. We did our first commentary track for my first CD, Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit. It was supposed to come out on Static Sky, ended up coming out on Static Sky / CrunchPod, but mostly CrunchPod, because Static Sky kind of went under right when it was supposed to start coming out. Anyway, long story short, I decided to cobble together the original commentary tracks. Hopefully there's not too many little breaks between things. I edited quickly and probably lazily. This is the first commentary track. The way I put this together, and the way this is probably explained in the commentary track, is, you know, DVDs have commentary tracks where the stars watch the movie and talk about it the whole time. I thought it'd be more fun for us to listen to it, get really drunk, and you know, just basically shit on my music. It was my first CD. It's not perfect. Well, nothing I've ever done is, this is fun. This is a good time. So it was originally released on Rainbows, Puppies, and Crap, which was a 2-CDR set, I guess, in a DVD box that was limited to, I believe, 50 copies. Had a bunch of, one disc of all remixes, one disc of all the commentary stuff. So this is the commentary, Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit from 2006, 5 years ago. Bunch of friends, Chuck Spencer from Stochastic Theory, Eric Ayler from Null Device, I believe Dan Clark. I honestly didn't listen to much of this. I know Brian, the Gotsicles are on it as well. Couple other people drinking, getting messed up, and making fun of me. Hope you enjoy it. Detox next week. Hopefully we'll have a new interview. I'm going to get tattooed on Saturday because it's actually the day before my year anniversary. Done drinking. And so I want to cause pain to remember it. But hopefully I'm going to have some guests because it's a long time coming. That's what I originally intended this podcast, this show to be. So thanks for putting up with a couple weeks of music. I hope you've enjoyed the music. But let's get back to the dumb. Golden Vagina of Fame and Profit is coming out April 12th in the U.S. on Metropolis. They already have the CDs. I saw a picture of them. And L-Tracks in Europe. A little raspy here because for no good reason. I'm sick. But anyway, check it out on YouTube, the Caustic channel. I just put up White Knuckle Headfuck and Chum the Waters. White Knuckle Headfuck has Faderhead on it. Chum the Waters has Ned Kirby from Stromkern on it. And I think I played Chum the Waters a couple podcasts ago. But go check those out. Spread the word on them if you could. Thank you very much. All right. No more rambling. Suck a butt.
Hi, this is Tom from Assemblage 23.
All right, this is the audio commentary special edition to Caustic's Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit. I'm Matt Finale, aka Caustic, and we're joined by everybody. Introduce yourselves. We
stayed at his. I guess I'll go next. I'm Dan Clark. I'm in Null Device and Stromkern and the Dark Clan and the Gothsicles and now kind of Stochastic Theory. And Civ, and, bound to be somebody else eventually.
Rat Belly.
Stint. I was
flattered. And the Stint.
And the Stint. That's just
not my thing. Hi, I'm Chuck, and I'm just in Stochastic Theory, so I guess I'm an underachiever. So, but that's okay.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Gothsicles, and also occasional live member of Caustic.
I'm Eric from Delverbank.
All right. The first track we're listening to right now is this track will get skipped a lot, where I basically beg favors off of everybody I've ever known, and these are the people that came through to for me. So
sexual
favors.
So Tom Shearer thus far.
Tom Shearer, yeah. Tom Shearer talking about the time I tried to sexually assault him.
I thought you succeeded.
I did. I said I was gonna hump his pretty little face. And I got Ned, who I don't think understood the project, but it was still really funny. Ned from Stromkern. I got a lot of people who I explained what I wanted because I just told them what I wanted, and most people got it, and then some people just didn't.
Oh, this is me, you know.
Yeah, I had to overlap a lot of voices, otherwise it's been like 8 minutes of getting trashed. So I tried to do this thing of just kind of this mesh of people being assholes to me.
It's pretty.
And I got two other languages on here. I got Mika from TMO doing in Belgic or some Dutch dialect, and Frederick from Severe Illusion speaking, and I think he's Swedish. So I had a couple languages for all the foreign fans of Caustic, so they'll feel closer to Caustic knowing
that.
Well,
they should all be warned.
They should.
I think this is me in the background talking about how the songwriting is subpar.
And now we get to do this for a whole hour where we discuss how the songwriting is subpar. Let's also discuss what we're drinking right now, everybody.
There was songwriting?
I'm a sequencer. I'm drinking a 40 of Colt 45.
I'm about to move to Miller.
Okay, he's about to move to Miller High Life, a 40 of that. Chuck has...
I'm drinking Jack Daniels.
You're drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I'm not drinking.
You're drinking Mike's
drinking
fucking
Mike's
hard
lemonade. And you're holding
a plastic container, so I don't hurt myself.
I also have a 40 of Colt 45.
And Eric's drinking.
I'm drinking Capital Special Pilsner.
Yeah, I got Eric.
I got Scotch. Lights.
No, you also, but you also have.
Oh, I got the Boone's Farm.
I got Boone's Farm Sangria, yes. So we'll feel like we're in
Boone's
Spain.
Ole!
He was just out of the whoop whoop.
I was out of the whoop whoop. Yeah.
So can we skip this track?
No, we got to keep talking. This is kind of the intro track for us too. So anyway, yeah. So I just emailed a bunch of people I knew, people I played with, people I'd booked because I'm a promoter here in Madison. And I did a lot of shitty IDM-y backwards loops underneath it just so it wouldn't just be a straight.
Sounds really crisp.
It's crisp, man.
And here's Mika right now. And I think he's basically saying I'm like the fucking worst person on earth. All my music is shit. He gave me a quick translation, but he said it would sound too arrogant if he did it in English. But it's okay to do it in Belgic or whatever the fuck he did. Calling me like, you know, a pig's nut or something like that.
So you started reading the translation.
Oh, this is one of my absolute favorites. This is a fee from Penal Colony, who I don't even know, but he trashed me so fucking hard, and I actually had to edit out some of it because it was too offensive even for me.
Wow.
He had some, like, baby fucking references or something in there, and it was so bad. This dude is the fucking best, though. And he drops all these great punk references to me, sucking things out of Darby Crash's ass. It's really bad.
Wow.
And he did made a Mentors reference, but it was funny because he made it sound like Il Duce was... Oh, here we go, yeah. He's like, I don't think that D knows that Il Duce's dead and has been dead for like 6 years. Anyway, so this is good stuff. this is the reason I did this is because I thought it'd be really funny to open up with a bunch of people hating on me.
Yeah.
And besides that, I can say I have like 15 guest appearances on the first track, so it's like We Are the World, but it's We Are the World that hates Caustic.
It's like every Little John album.
This is the best.
Show me on this doll where Caustic touched you.
This is the guys from SD6 with their son Orion, who they got him to talk about how Caustic touched him and how much he hates the music, and the music was so much worse. But this was all recorded out of sequence, so he didn't know that he was saying this stuff about this.
That's a shame. He should know.
Okay, the track's now over.
Let's skip it.
I'll drink some more.
Yeah, get back on the ball, motherfucker.
Hair of the colt that bit you. Okay, right. My headphones are clipping out. I don't know what's going on. Is this a track?
This is the track.
What's wrong with it?
This is Love That Taint, the title of which I came up when listening to Tainted Love at the Inferno, the club we all hang out one night, and I was drunk. And I thought that was very funny, so I wrote a track.
Wow, Matt was drunk.
I got drunk.
I'm always fascinated by the fact that you come up with the titles before the songs.
I come... Dude...
You could just release a list of titles and people would probably
I
buy.
Could if it was me farting,
and they probably
yeah. farting into
it
a microphone and having distorted. I just
it
have
would
a...
probably be slightly better than some of the
I come up with a lot of the titles before the songs, but I don't write lyrics, so
I think
like...
Eric has special microphones for that kind of thing.
Like insertion
little Dremel sized microphone.
Yeah.
You screw it up.
The trick is to get it like at the taint and then one a little higher up by the anus, and you get like the subharmonics of the fart.
Yes, very good.
See, we're starting this commentary out on a high note.
A good bass drum, Michael. Works.
It's only going to get worse.
I know. So anyway,
you'll notice most of Caustic's music is what we like to refer to in music theory as monorithmatic. That means that Matt was lazy and picked one riff and looped it a lot. Sometimes he runs it through a phaser.
Yeah.
Sometimes he runs it through distortion.
Sometimes I add a snare drum.
Sometimes he doesn't do that.
Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he gives it to Eric. It's his
where
master.
Are these,
Eric from the Null Device, who's here, of course. We're recording at his place. He's the one who's mastered most of my stuff, and he's
poorly too.
Poorly mastered,
yes.
or what I gave you was poor.
It's a little from column A. A little from column B.
Eric normally masters real music, and yet then I give him my stuff, and he has to figure out how to make it sound better. And to his credit, he always does. He mastered you mastered everything of mine so far,
except for the album.
Except for the album, so
which is sent to like someone who does real work.
Yeah, Ted Phelps.
So you had to baffle somebody else.
Ted's mastered a lot of people, so yeah. Ted's mastered a lot of the power, noisy, industrial stuff. So. I'm in his capable hands.
I just remember trying to do a compilation, and I had to, everyone else had to turn up and limit, and your track I had to turn down. I'm like, okay, let's run an expander of this.
You should have turned it down more.
Right, yeah.
Like all the way down.
I replaced it with a different song. The
quietest power noise song ever. Oh, yeah. So this is the Love That Taint with the samples from Jeffrey and... it's a gay movie. It's a gay movie.
Did you clear the copyrights, Matt?
Yes, I did. Every sample that I've used,
isn't
I cleared the
Patrick
copyrights.
Patrick Stewart in it, that movie?
Yeah, Patrick Stewart's in that. I just actually watched
Lemon Zinger Ice.
I pulled the samples off the online and
Patrick Stewart's
gay in the movie. And he might be gay.
That's not all the end of your dreams.
He actually got your Star Trek fan fiction dreams. Oh, there's my Gone with the Wind sample. I enjoy using samples that shouldn't be in
songs.
Why do
I feel like this commentary is going to devolve into us sitting around? This Michael, wait, I love this sample.
Because yeah.
When you're the one
it took me 4 hours to Google this sample.
Nothing takes 4 hours to
He's
Google.
Rocking it hard with Fruity Loops, man. What do you want?
Yeah, just so you all know, I make computer music.
You'll
I don't have any soft synths in these things.
You'll
I don't
notice
have
we're listening to the same loop that we were listening to at the beginning of the track.
Yeah, but the commentary makes this more interesting.
But there's that squirty noise in
the
background
now. Noise.
Yeah, we need to try to minimize the modulation in the commentary. We don't want to outshine the track.
So we should go back to talking about farts and Neo microphones? Is that what
yeah,
you're
saying? Yeah, should we do an acapella?
This song is really complicated. I wrote this one a while ago. I try a little harder in the future.
Good.
Like, not much.
Well, Matt, we'll raise your grade to a D-.
Thank you.
And we'll send a note home to your parents. Now on, your dad needs to check your homework.
You're such a bright kid, you just need to apply yourself.
My mother loves me regardless.
She thinks you're the coolest guy in school.
I gave my mother my first EP, and she said my favorite song is Kill That Fuck. I'm like, you didn't listen to it. She's like, it's called Kill That Fuck. Anybody who has an EP called Kill That Fuck and a song about prison rape, that's a hot ticket.
Songs about prison
I
rape
sold
are
that.
Always
how many,
good.
How many songs
that.
Do you have about prison rape? All of them?
All of them. They all have a subtext.
In their own way, they're all about prison rape.
And we're out.
And...
Bring stuff up before I forget. Forget a lot.
Now we're recording. Shut your cock holster.
This is Give Me Damage, which is actually a pretty cool song.
It's got metal in it.
It does. This actually, just to give commentary to have the insight of the caustic process,
ooh,
which is
a process.
Which is generally drinking a lot of beer and getting lucky with something. That's actually
usually Fugly.
That's actually a sample.
Fugly walks into the studio. Fugly knows
Fugly
she's
our,
getting some.
Fugly is my cat and it's a boy, you fuck.
Well, then Fugly knows she's getting some.
No, but this guitar sample, to get back on the sample track, is from Helmet.
Did you call Paige and clear that?
Yeah, Paige Hamilton and I are good friends. He's a big caustic fan.
Oh, good.
He's like, hey, I heard of you on MySpace.
You added me.
You're internet friends.
We email. And then we got Gangs of New York samples and all kinds of fun shit. People, strangely enough, recognize the samples in this song more than I would expect.
Really?
Yeah.
How could you not recognize a Helmet sample?
No, not the Helmet sample. The Gangs of New York samples.
Yeah, a lot of people saw Gangs in New York.
No, they didn't. four fucking people saw that.
That's still more than Own the Caustic album.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, snap.
Dude, it's going to be a number one hit. I'm going to sell 30 copies and get on the Metro charts. More than you.
That's true. Nobody buys my fucking album.
Oh snap. The shit talking about the good synth pop band that knows how to write music. It's going out.
Wait, who?
You.
Us?
Yeah, you write the music.
I thought that was Chuck.
Chuck writes, knows how to write music too. See, everybody, well, let it be known.
My music makes all the boys crow.
You could figure this out by now. I am the only one who doesn't know shit about music here. We're talking about my CD.
Yeah.
It's hot. I fool everybody. Makes
me drink. It's a good thing you had an Eric mic your taint.
He did. See, later you'll tremble my butthole.
Patent pending on the taint mic for anybody listening.
Patent pending!
No Device Industries.
Taint mic.
Bringing the magic of taint mic.
It's the mic. The mic is
not
as bad. I
don't think about the mount.
Yeah, I say that the mountain, actually, it's a clip.
Oh, my balls!
Yeah, it's a scrope clip for the taint mic.
Actually, I just like to walk around with it on, even when I'm not recording.
You never know when you're going to catch some magic.
Yes, you never know. I get inspired with
taint magic.
You're wearing a taint shirt.
Yeah.
We're talking about taints a lot, and Brian from the Gossicles is wearing a shirt.
Who is that?
That's Power Electronics, isn't it?
No, it's just straight up Noise from like Waco, Texas. Keith Brewer, I think, is the guy's name. Really, like, he likes to package shit in
like
panties and stuff like that.
Taint. And the band's name is Taint. That's hot.
I heard a sample of a girl screaming. Tell me about that sample, Matt.
That's actually,
I'm just kidding, I don't care.
That's from Dead Alive, actually.
No shit. And that hot? Movie is the bomb.
There we go. Fuck you.
Just a loop or?
Dude, it's Fruity Loops. No, everything's a loop.
I recorded it all.
And everything is fruity.
It's only a little tiny clip of the guitar sample. We're still talking about the guitar sample. We're drinking beer. This is Emmanuel Lewis hand job, my club hit. As SVD said, this is our club hit. That was awesome.
You know, anyway. I haven't actually heard any of these songs, and I realize now that I'm very glad.
and you're still not hearing them.
And I'm very glad.
Emmanuel Lewis hand job is a hot track. This is a song title that I've had for like 2 years, and I was going to make it a Gabber track.
He's number one with
then
it.
Then I decided to
but
make it.
But you can't get a hand job that fast. That just chafes.
That just hurts. Oh, I've got my dong in my hand. Was that some Johnny Dangerously? There's a good reference. I hope you all fucking feel good buying this CD.
Matt, the film nerd, brings out the real references.
I was a film major. That has actually helped me more than anything. This is the most I've ever gotten out of my film, my film degree.
This is the most anyone has ever gotten out of a film degree. Knowing
good sample sources. That's where I'm like, where'd you get that from? Ooh, that's an obscure film. I'm like, yes, I was a film major.
And they say you can't make any money.
That's
with
Toshiro Mifune.
Pretty obvious you were not a music major.
I certainly. I make Tet Industrial. I don't need to know anything about Tet music.
That's so true.
Just need to know how to press loop and turn your acid virus to autopilot.
Acid
I like
virus.
When it kicks in right
using,
acid virus.
You're using
dude.
Big words there.
Fruity loops.
Fruity loops. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, I use nothing but hacked software and make it music on my wife's computer.
While you're eyeing people.
The budget for this entire CD, I think, was the beer money I spent.
$16.
The $16 I spent on you guys. Boom's and all the
bar.
Blank CDs so I could listen to it in my car.
Yeah, you cheaped out on the jewel cases, I remember.
Yep. Jewel cases are for assholes.
Hope you saved some money for, like, lawsuits for emotional distress.
Dude,
hey, this would make a great cell phone tone. You should, like, get, like, a ringtone.
I can do that. There's a website you can do that on. Mm-hmm. That you can make your own ringtone.
You could have that, like, be a prize for something.
I write simple melodies, but I don't know how to write complex
ones. For what?
When Dan calls, it plays a little guitar solo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I always check myself while I'm listening to this song in the car. And
you don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's just fucking
Meyer.
Come here, man.
Oh, it's the treble.
Time to clean
it's
up.
It's either a vibrator or a Dremel.
Lucky for you, it doesn't work on high.
Lucky for me.
That's the only way he can feel anything these days. He's all calloused up there from Dremel sessions.
Why do you have a Dremel in your studio anyway?
Why do you need to ask those questions here?
Yeah, Eric cleaned out his studio for us. Eric's studio, usually I walk in here and break something automatically, partially because I'm extremely klutzy, but
Let's
partially because
he
has shit everywhere.
Let's read the CDs that are on the floor. We've got Fabric Live.
We've got Tragedy for You, the single from 242.
We've got Prefuse 73. What's that?
Prefuse 73? It's on Warp.
Score CDI. We've got
Eric Holiday Mix. We've
got a DVD Butt Bangers 14.
I do? Wait, where did that come from?
It's right underneath numbers 13, 12, 11, 11 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
You know
what?
There's a soul.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One isn't there because I'm borrowing it.
Yeah. Again. Number 13 wasn't all that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
It was really, yeah.
Sodomania.
It was seriously no Deep Into Jeff Volume 4.
What's the origin?
I thought it was a biography series.
Deep Into Roggins.
I'm in Roggins.
What is it? Emmanuel
Handler's
hand.
That's the maximum of any man can
get. Emmanuel Lewis hand.
Like a Michael Jackson reference or something?
No, I just thought it sounded funny.
Oh, okay.
He just fantasizes about it.
Thank you, ma'am.
All of my titles come out of either me being drunk and amusing myself, or coming up with a really weird reference.
There is some. Well, the reason I asked that, like, I think if you IMDb Emmanuel Lewis, he's got this quote, like, the times I share with Michael Jackson are private special times.
Oh, no. if I could find that sample, track. I would have put it's, that. I would have popped that in the song in a second. I actually,
Michael Jackson might sue you for copyright infringement or something.
I don't think you'll find costume.
That would be awesome.
For the longest time, I was actually trying to find a fucking Webster sample when he giggles. He has like, and I wanted that in the middle of the song. Like, I wanted that little freaky the whole time, and that would have just been
wrong.
A
special guest appearance by Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen.
Live,
always
I started
on that fucking show.
Yeah.
Why do I know this?
He's the uncle.
Really?
Well, one time I got really drunk during a show and I was screaming George Papadopoulos. I was like, George Papadopoulos.
The one time you got really drunk during a show?
No, it was just the one time I screamed George Papadopoulos. Wow. I try to make every show a little special. And by adding something a little new,
one
I was going Papadopoulos during because I
was that one woman who had the face like the hatchet.
Face like the hatchet.
Yeah. That was his stepmom.
Yeah,
or not his surrogate mother, I guess.
Whatever.
Yeah, I watched that show a lot.
Is this
too.
Track?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Matt's mom.
My mom.
Like,
oh.
Oh. That was just
don't talk about his mom.
Think profusely.
Yes, and getting naked because of it.
We're just discussing how Dan.
What track is this, Matt?
This is Drag Show Gone Wrong, originally called Dolphin on My Dick.
Why did you change it?
Yeah, well, this the little squealy noises are dolphins in this, and I did it on a bet with a pal of mine, because he says I fuck dolphins all the time, which is neither here nor there. But yeah, it's called Dolphin on My Dick. Sometimes the original titles are pretty interesting, too. The working titles, as we like to call them.
And now you know the rest of the story.
And now you know the rest
and
of the story.
This is the more you know.
When you say working titles.
Like working girls.
It means before I come up with a better title.
When you say better.
Titles. Well, when I say better, I mean the song got longer and had an ending of some kind.
Oh, and the ending, now that's good.
And possibly
a part. This song got referred to in that one Electro Revolution comp on Static Sky, the label Chuck and I are on. It got called, I think this song got called Shrill. And I'm like, you've never heard any of my other music, you called this slow-ass track Shrill. It was the dumbest review I've ever read, and I wish I knew the person's name so I could reference it right here. It was on a shitty website. It was an e-review.
Oh god, that's all we ever get.
Well, I'm sure Rolling Stone will be knocking the door down for this album.
I think the FBI might be knocking
the door down. As in all of us.
No, Rolling Stone, I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get Brian naked during this because he's not feeling well because he's still hung over from yesterday. And he's still he's halfway through the 40. But
Brian drinks sometimes.
Brian drinks sometimes.
I think there's a lot of juice in the Dremel battery.
Previous to coming to Eric's to record this, we went out to breakfast at this place called Smut and Eggs where they show pornography while we're eating really greasy spoon food. And Brian had an omelet.
Yeah, and then they had half a mess of wife's omelet. Or no, her hash browns.
You ate half
of her hash browns,
eh? We were watching girls lick other girls' assholes while we were mowing on fries. It was hot. And then the guy who owned the place came over and started telling racist jokes.
Yeah, that got really uncomfortable.
That really got, like, he comes over and tells really bad sex jokes, and they're kind of funny, but then he started telling, like, black people jokes, and I was like, wow. this just got awkward, and there was an Asian girl sitting with us, and he apologized to her like, like, I know you're close to this.
It was so, is that what he said?
No. He looked at her, and he was like, I don't want to say your name, because it's neither here nor there. But he looks at her and goes, I'm sorry. Then he makes a joke about, like, only knowing bad jokes, and it was like, dude, you should apologize to fucking all of us. You're telling these racist fucking jokes. Like, these are, like, ones I remember from Truly Tasteless joke books that I remember when I was, like, in middle school. I'm surprised you didn't start telling Polak jokes.
If there were jokes about, like, raping children, they'd be on your album.
Yeah.
No,
those are okay.
No.
It's about Emmanuel Lewis getting a hand job.
Nobody gets hurt in those jokes.
You just want a hand job from him because he's black, don't you?
Because he's short.
And he's smaller than me.
Which makes your cock look that
much
bigger.
Which makes my cock look huge, humongous in his wee, tiny hands.
I like this track because it's got that Mystery Man sample in it. And I was trying to figure out where to use a Mystery Man sample forever.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it. Because it's like
the Eddie Izzard sample.
Yeah.
Disco is life.
Yeah. Where's the No More Fucking ABBA?
That's from Priscilla,
that's
Queen
from
of the
Priscilla,
Desert.
Queen of the Desert.
I skipped that one.
Which is one of my wife's favorite movies.
That's
so
awesome movie.
I was very happy that I found it.
Oh,
now
Smith
I recognize
it.
This song.
Yes.
I did a remix of this
song. Oh, snap!
Now I recognize this piece of shit. I had to fix this song in a remix.
I didn't really listen to it when I did the remix. I just kind of grabbed it. I wrote an actual song, and then I put some samples of this in it.
It's a great remix.
Why didn't you release it, dickhead?
I'm gonna release it when your album comes out, so it'll correspond nicely. And you don't understand the strategy.
Whatever, I'm totally making the W hand sign.
Drinking
your Mike's Hard Lemonade, giant vagina.
You know I could use a giant vagina right about now.
This is running right through me too, man.
Giant Vagina Remix.
Giant Vagina Remix. I'll do another remix
next,
for you guys.
That's your next album title.
The Giant Vagina.
Giant Vagina.
Ultra Vagina.
Is this done yet?
Ultra Vagina.
That's what she said.
I think that's going to be... That should be the title of the album.
Ultra Vagina?
Ultra Vagina?
No, is this done yet?
Caustic in the World of the Ultra Vagina.
It's a movie.
Well, it's about to die. Black Belt needs food badly.
What do we
Black
got?
Black Belt needs Boone's farm badly.
All right. This song.
Ooh.
This song.
I like video games.
Chuck's already finished both his Mike's Hard Lemonade, so he's moved on to the Boone's Farm Sangria.
He's
beating himself.
And he's going to hit himself in the head with a bottle later and knock himself out.
I hear backwards drums. Let's talk about the advance in technique. When did you learn to put your drums backwards?
I found that little check mark in Fruity Loops that says reverse.
Open a whole new world.
I found that. But then I pulled the decay down so I would be a little quieter.
On a record with that.
This is Innate, which was actually a song that Severina X Soul from Psylab, formerly of Faka Wolf and Diva Destruction.
I have a question.
You
have a question, yes.
Is it spelled I-N, the number 8?
No, you're gay.
You missed a big opportunity to be all industrial.
That would be Innate 23.
No, this song, the drum beat, actually I keep thinking sounds like Busta Rhymes. That show me, like...
Busta Rhymes!
But the...
I don't know too much about Busta Rhymes.
No, no, it's the
fantastic voice.
Brian, it's Coolio.
Put your hands where my eyes can see, whatever that song is.
Weird ass
where my ass Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, that's what this drum beat reminded me of when I thought I was like, I can't. I came up with a Busta Rhymes drum beat.
It's no Stochastic Voyage, though.
Oh! Here come the in jokes.
I found that little movie file somewhere.
I posted it on my live journal.
That would probably
I'm on live journal! Somebody said live journal!
Oh, I think I implicitly admitted to reading it.
Actually, I think anybody who buys this is probably going to be on live journal because that's the only place I advertise.
What about MySpace?
MySpace. And
you're a MySpace.
Did you see the Daily Show thing recently about MySpace?
That was awesome.
And the guy sang a song about having 9,000 friends on MySpace.
Emo rock.
With one heavy grinder. I love Heavy Grinder.
Nice.
There's also Stump Grinder.
This is a delicious $2.85 bottle of flavored grape wine.
Flavored grape wine.
Only the best for my friends.
So, who are your friends?
7.5% alcohol by volume. This shit's like 14 proof, man.
Whoa. Dang. So damn, is there any alcohol in that at all?
Quick, Brian, beat up Chuck and take it. You can trade up.
I'm not kidding.
Chuck's a black belt, pretty much.
switch from Colt 45 to Boone's Farm. That'll make you feel a lot better.
Yeah. I've played a lot of Street Fighter, though. So
hold on, I'm trying to think if there's anything else to say about this game. Is there anything else?
If you have a Nintendo controller, I'm fucked.
Essentially, this is the cool part of the song.
There's a cool part?
So let's talk.
I actually haven't heard this part.
This part's pretty cool. It took me forever to sync up with her vocals because she did really cool vocals and I'm really bad at using Severine XL, who I mentioned before. Weren't you listening to me?
No, why should I?
Fuck.
It's not like this is your record.
This is my... Wait a minute. This song is awesome because she made it awesome. It was a decent track. It was called... actually, this song was originally called Jesus Is No Bully.
What?
That's just what it was called.
That doesn't involve rape in any way.
Or babies.
Or prisons.
Well, that's why it's not. That's why it's not called that now. Any song titles that have really short titles, it's because I let the person who did the vocals name the song, so that's like a normal title.
That'll teach you.
That'll teach me. I should have called it. Yeah, she's like, it's called an 8, and I'm like, oh cool. Then I had to figure out how to spell an 8 again.
But I'm dash 8.
I am stupid.
You're not really meeting your rape quota.
Sorry.
I'm disappointed here. Yeah.
I see kind of Emmanuel Lewis hand
down. No, he's
not really.
He's totally asking
for it. Rape quota.
It's
consensual.
It's statutory. It's kind of a.
He's like 48 years old. The dude's fucking older than me. It's not.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, what do we got now?
Playing in Rockford, like he hasn't seen that before.
Oh, okay. This is.
I know this one.
This is. I gave the blind boy my eyes, but stole his tongue, which is. A title I just thought sounded cool, and I did this with Nicholas or Salasin from Mpusai, who also plays drums with This Morning Mina, and he's also in Sulcan, and he's also in the Arctic Project, and
he's in more bands than Dan.
He is. He's a
shit. Really, another one.
He's so awesome.
It's Sulcan CDs.
He came. Yeah, he came out with This Morning Mina, and they played here, and we had the privilege of driving out to Providence, Rhode Island, to the Providence Noise Fest. And then he said, hey, we should do a track together. And I was, like, screaming in my jeans because he does amazing stuff. So this is what we came up with. And by the time this comes out, we'll be after March. So we're actually performing. This song will have been performed in a couple weeks with Null Device. Which is so weird. They asked Caustic and Null Device. And for those of you unfamiliar with Null Device, think of Caustic, but think of... somebody writing music that's actually very skillfully put together with good vocals who actually give a shit.
Basically, and there you have Null
Device. Basically, think of the spectrum. Think of Caustic on one end and Null Device on the other. And we're performing together, but it's going to be awesome. We practiced it last week.
This is a natural match.
This actually worked out well. Yeah, we're playing Hourglass from Null Device, and we're starting off with this track. But it kicked ass. Dan here is on guitar, and we have live Doombeck from the lovely Elizabeth Sheaf. We have Chuck Four on the bass, and we have me making noises. And shit, but it's hot.
Can I be the lovely Dan Clark?
You're not the lovely Dan Clark.
Could I be? Could you just call me that? It'd make me happy.
The adorable Dan Clark.
Say my name, bitch.
Elizabeth's already fucking lovely.
Say my name, bitch.
I can't make two of you lovely, because then Elizabeth will get mad that I called you both lovely.
She can be she's gorgeous.
And she's certainly
really
more lovely
short
than
temper.
You.
She will beat you down.
And Elizabeth is also in Stochastic.
And I'll love it.
And not the Gossicles.
Don't stop!
And I'm also
stop.
I'm also the Gossicles.
Matt's also
I should mention, I'm Segalu Ghosty in the Gossicles.
Dan's a Turbo Gothic 16.
Yes.
I'm nothing in the Gossicles.
So you're the master.
Your backup vocals.
I am the master.
I've got that phone. Hey, I've got that phone. Hey, I made that bump.
Brian, I really want to touch the bumps on your Hot Topic pants.
It looks like you should light up.
I did not get these at the Hot Topics.
Brian's got.
I can tell that.
Brian's got tuber pants.
Shop
Hot Topic.
F that noise. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But.
I'm not making any judgment here. I just know why you bought it.
You can talk about Matt's album and not my own. Or we're gonna just like take turns.
Yeah, don't make each other. Yeah, well, yeah, like that's all.
Say, Chuck, I hear you got a new disc coming out.
Yes, this summer. It will be
so do we
on Static Sky Records
on the same label.
On the same label as me. Yeah, Chuck. They stole. Chuck was on my label, Sonic Mainline. My vanity label, because I'm vain. And then the label I'm on, Static Sky, stole Chuck from me in a corporate takeover of Sonic Mainline. They had the money to put it out, and I didn't.
Yes.
So Chuck's on a fat little label.
I want it now.
I want it now.
And what are you fucking doing?
You gave the fat guy your band, but stole his Chuck.
You stole my Chuck, Static Sky, you fucks. So let's do a shout out to Static Sky. Woo! And Crunchbot, who's co-putting out.
Yeah,
this
and we'll be at Reverence.
We'll be at Reverence. Reverence, which is the yearly music fest. So
well, woo! Some of Static Sky will be there as well.
Yep, lots of Static Sky, lots of everything. I think everybody except for the Gotsicles is playing this year. So
thank God.
Thanks.
Well, you know what? There's other bands in the world.
Well, you know, 3 years in a row gets to be. We skipped.
There's the Gotsicles, and then there's other bands.
Then there's other bands.
We didn't want to be outshined by you again.
Yeah.
All right, woo! Had to be one.
I can just keep
them
coming.
The metal dork is well into the Miller High Life right now.
Oh, great.
Just crawled right down in it. Shirt that he came out with, one that says, "What the hell, people?"
Yeah, that's the old one. Geometry.
Oh, I just saw it in the quick ship.
I want to get a great outdoor fight shirt.
Yeah.
We got, this is the track I did with Manufactura, or Manufactura, Carlos, the infamous Carlos M.
How do you pronounce it?
With a K. You pronounce it with a K.
It's Manufactura, everybody says Manufactura.
What?
Manufactura?
And this is Burn. Carlos was originally actually just asked me to do vocals for this, because I was asking people to do stuff that they're not as known for.
Every kiss.
Because I get, Dan is getting drunk.
Dan,
because he won't stop singing fucking retarded songs. But Carlos,
he does that in practice.
I sent Carlos the song, and Carlos didn't know how to work with it, because Carlos isn't used to doing that. So Carlos said, hey, let's just collaborate, which is a big, cool deal for me, because... like everybody I pretty much worked on this album, I really admire his stuff, and he's been a good pal of mine, and he's a good guy. So we did this, which is fun. So this is Burn, and he did some kind of fucked up lyrics, and it sounds kind of like Front 242 to me a little bit. It sounded more so.
I can hear it. I can hear a little of it.
It's the strings.
Yeah.
It might be, yeah.
But Dan's wearing like a bifurcated cock ring around his neck.
Because I got a double head.
Yeah.
It's like at least two of you at once.
First off, you said words that were too big. Bifurcated and cock ring. What bifurcated? Now you have to explain what bifurcated is so people at home can see it.
It's like split.
In their mind. It's a split cock ring.
It's a split cock. Two cocks in there.
Two very skinny cocks.
Well, you know, I take what God gave me.
Or one that's been cut
and
down.
And I
the
do
middle.
The damage I can do. You ever heard of nose fucking that? Well, you're about to.
Oh.
You're about to get a damage.
Why are you ruining my party? This is my party. Stop pooping on my birthday.
Material for your next album.
Yep, nose fucking. Nose fucking.
If I used every idea people thought would be a good caustic song, I'd have another album done already.
You'd have five of
them. That's my first
pretty
thing.
Much, yeah.
That's the best of it. Somebody's like, you should make that a caustic title. I'm like, what? Anally raping a muffin. I'm like, all right, I'll make anally raping a muffin. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming out. Thank you, Pasadena. Good night.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. We're picking on you for no reason.
Your indignant look won't come across on the microphone.
Oh. No, I think that was just a huh? Look.
Yeah, I was kind of reeling over the pain.
If you guys want to convey emotion, you have to say the emoticon.
Smiley face?
Wink!
Colon parentheses.
Colon parentheses. OMFGBLZ.
Unknowing look.
What is it? Lala for losers. That's what we're going to do. I still want to do the Gossicles Bull Caustic Tour and do the Lollapaloozers.
That would be kind of
Lollapaloozers.
Oh, man. That's hot with like 9 Ds.
Nobody would ever...
Nobody would book it.
With 9 Ds.
Harry Farrell
makes it points at a 1.
Harry Farrell would just show up.
That'd be awesome.
Hi, I thought I was supposed to be here.
I'm going to sing it back up on Pap Scraper.
Oh, we'll make great tanks.
We got to do that tour, and I was talking to Brad from Blue about it, and I was like, we just got to go with the full intention of never getting invited back anywhere and just destroy places. Was stupid.
No, nobody, the word would get out, okay, don't give these guys their alcohol rider. Because you're going to go broke.
All full I need case is, of
if I have, if I have $5, my alcohol rider is taken care of. I'll bring my own for it.
But not cool.
No.
Anheuser World.
I'll give my quick anecdote of my first impression of Bull. So we booked him for the first reverence.
Drunk?
We book him for the first reverence, and I go to pick him up at the Milwaukee airport. We're in Madison, so it's about an hour and a half away. I go to pick him up, and their flight had been delayed because there was tornadoes and really bad storms. Something. They get off the plane. They're all, I believe, wearing sunglasses. and royally fucked up on scotch. We go to a club in Milwaukee called Club Anything. It's a famed Club Anything.
We get
cut off after one drink because the guys from Boo are picking up tables and like fighting each other with them. We've been there like 8 minutes. And this is the first time I'd only talked to them on email, over email and stuff. And I like, we just all like Bull's music. We're like, this is hot. So that was, I think, probably my favorite first impression of a band ever. And I love those guys. Like, oh, they're awesome.
Those guys, they let me smash their keytar. They did. In Baltimore. Yeah.
That gets cool points.
On the Stromkern tour, yeah, Chuck got to destroy.
Keytars are cool.
It is when you smash
whatever.
It.
That it was when you smashed it. That
the funniest thing was they were staying in our empty apartment because we were to be cheaper. We let them crash in our old apartment, and I was so afraid because my wife and I just moved to a new place that they were going to totally trash our place.
Even though it was empty.
It had barely anything in it, but I thought they were going to start kicking holes in the fucking
They'd find
but
a
sober,
way.
Sober, they're the easiest going guys, and drunk, they just, they're drunk. They drink a little. We have a lot of friends who get drunk.
Yeah,
I think we made it through that song without saying anything about the song.
I introduced it.
No, there's...
I wasn't paying attention.
And we're talking about...
That was Burn.
Oh.
Manufacturing Caustic.
It was really more of a manufacturer song.
It was a little bit of both.
Isn't that the title of a Cure song?
We worked on it together.
Yes, yeah, it is. Song. It's on the Crow soundtrack.
Good Sunday afternoon, public library.
When we do Secret... When we do Secret...
Y'all keeping it Christian?
This is,
Not like you're cavorting with Satan like you expected.
You smell power noise? This is You Fuck Us, We Fuck You, which was supposed to have vocals from Victoria Lloyd, but she got sick and couldn't do them, unfortunately.
Shouldn't there be a comma in the title of this song? Like, You Fuck Us, comma, We Fuck You?
No. I'm sorry, grammar's not my strong point. Even though I was very adamant about the comma for unicorns, kittens, and shit, to have the comma after kittens, because that is grammatically correct.
You said Victoria this track and she got sick?
Yes. Victoria Lloyd.
Because I'm feeling a little ill myself rules. After a whole album of this.
This is some hot
like the CDC before you release this album.
And I use the opening line from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much. And I paid for that too.
Gee, not like there hasn't already been a band.
Where do you go and pay for this
Faster Pussycat or anything like that?
Yeah, Matt's less into scars.
You brought up Faster Pussycat.
There's no one home in my house.
I'll let everybody know that Dan. Dan knows all the lyrics to every Poison song.
Yes, and that's the only reason I'm here.
It is.
Because I'm also...
Rose has
I'm only. Stuff. I'm also the only dork who couldn't get on a label by myself. I had to join other people's bands that were already on labels. Otherwise, I wouldn't be...
To play music that you've never
had. Just remember who your daddy is.
In this circle. Ooh. Yeah.
The daddy.
I have multiple daddies.
The sex rolls come out.
Sex rolls.
Is that what freaky sex lights in your bathroom are for?
That's why the Dremel is here. Every now and then I get a little out of hand and Eric's got to remind me.
Bathroom. Yeah, freaky sex lights.
That's the Dremel.
That sounds like the song.
This song.
I'm like, what is
remix?
Wow, that's fidelity. That is just great.
I'm gonna play this. Yeah, I'm gonna play this in clubs. I'm gonna do the audio commentary version of "You Fuck Us, We Fuck You." So it'll just be people dancing to us talking.
With a Dremel.
Hi, everybody. People will be doing like the pick a penny up, give it to God goth dance to Caustic.
Pick a penny up.
Can I have another?
Show it to the lights.
I finished
well,
mine.
You can have some shit.
Brian wins is the first one to finish real alcohol.
Which means he gets a schnitz.
Chuck finished his Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Which means Brian gets...
I just got pegged in the head with a fucking bottle of Mike's. We move on to Schmitz Ice, not Schlitz. Schmitz Ice. We have
5.9.
It's ice, dude. It's good stuff.
You big pussy.
This costs $1.49 for 4 cans.
Well, for beer, that's not
with
bad.
The seagull killer.
Well...
Got a
7.5, the numbers don't
that's
lie.
Important.
Well, you're a black belt.
See, you guys will notice that something changed up.
In what?
There's a breakdown.
Oh my god, modulation.
Song.
No, it's not modulation, it's just a breakdown.
There's a song playing.
This is when I started learning that there should be breakdowns in the song, so it doesn't seem quite as monotonous.
Oh.
And this is my love of timpanis in this part, too, because I love the timpani noises.
I think we should talk about how Chuck is a magnet for power noise. I got a
Zoro hump by a power noise band.
Yeah. I got a Zoro hump, who I've never met in person, but I'll be playing with later this year, so hopefully he'll try and dry hump me too.
He does it with panache.
Gusto.
Didn't you guys play with them in Ithaca?
Yeah, we sure did.
Stromkern? Yeah, there's like
20. This track and she got sick?
Yes. Victoria Lloyd.
Because I'm feeling a little ill myself after a whole album of this.
This is some hot
CDC before you release this album.
And I used the opening line from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much. And I paid for that too.
Gee, not like there hasn't already been a band.
Where do you go and pay for this crap?
Or anything like that.
Yeah, Matt's less into scars.
You brought up Faster Pussycat.
There's no one home in my house.
I'll let everybody know that Dan. Dan knows all the lyrics to every Poison song.
Yes, and that's the only reason I'm here.
It is.
Because I'm also
Rose has
I'm
it.
Only I'm also the only dark who couldn't get on a label by myself. I
have three more.
Yeah.
They're all mercifully short.
Alright, this is the classic. This is Pap Scraper, I Love You. AKA Paper Scraper, I Love You. As some pals in Chicago say, this is a takeoff of the title Skyscraper, I Love You, which I made funnier by referencing gynecological.
Oh, this stuff is terrible!
Eric has moved on to Schmitz.
I stole his grape-flavored wine.
This people ask where the samples are from, just to be sample-rific, and this is from Dead Ringer, is one of the creepiest fucking movies ever made. I'm a big Cronenberg freak. As is DJ Tron, which has nothing to do with anything here or there, but he's a nice guy.
And there's all a guy you who DJ Tron fans.
All you DJ Tron fan out there. I don't think there's a lot of people in the media that are big DJ Tron fans who listen to Caustic, but DJ Tron's the fucking man. DJ Tron, I've seen DJ Tron a couple times. He always ends up bleeding by the end of his set, and he's just spinning CDs of his music, but somehow he always ends up
is he hemophiliac?
He ends up wounded during his set, and the first time I saw him, people were actually going up taking cards from his, label, which had this, label contact, and sticking it on his forehead and having him sign it.
Wow.
But he's a very nice guy, and he's also a big Cronenberg fan, so I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I fanboy emailed him. Because I'm a fanboy of all the hard, crazy, noisy shit. So. Because
you saw that he threatened to remove you as a MySpace friend.
Nope, he's
so
not.
You
no,
had to
no,
go back and get back.
DJ Tron doesn't give a shit about that. I just found him on his website. His
are you suggesting that there are people out there who don't give a shit about being friends on MySpace?
I'm saying that DJ
I'm not
Tron,
hearing that.
I'm saying that DJ Tron and the Dark Clan are the only two people not on MySpace at this point.
I cannot.
There's a half
that.
Naked girl that messaged me the other day that clearly cares very much about having as many friends on MySpace as possible.
Come
and
check
her name
out.
Is Heavy Grinder.
It was Heavy Grinder?
Probably.
Heavy Grinder's a real person out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one of those people that I always thought was funny because I'm like, she grinds
heavily.
No, that's a real person out there.
I hope she lifts with
and Stump Grinder's also a real one. That's on my list, but that's actually somebody who's been doing
this. This is the Tell Me About My Uterus track.
This is the Tell Me About My Uterus track, which I'm going to have t-shirts made that say Tell Me About My Uterus, so women will wear them, so people will ask me about my uterus.
They'll tell them about their uterus.
And they'll say, yeah, tell me about my uterus. Well, your uterus is,
is
comfortable. And...
it's got good feng shui.
And pulsating. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if having a pulsating uterus is
this is one of my favorite songs to do live because I used to get to scream, tell me about my uterus as loud as possible in a million times.
Which is good therapy.
It is. Nothing like a big drunk asshole.
Can I have a Les Schmitz?
No, I think Eric helped you on
that. Right. Not only that, but you get to keep the seagull killer.
Brian from the Gossicles is the drunkest amongst us.
He wins!
He wins, but he also has been drinking the fastest. And funny enough, he's the
I don't know. I'm three quarters of the way through my flavor.
Yeah, that's 14%.
It's a pretty good progress.
Chuck's been doing pretty well. I'm
is someone driving him home?
I've got to make the
can
pain.
Can I hang out here for a while after I'm done with this?
Somebody has
can I hang around and knock over your garbage cans?
Can I stick around for null device practice?
I knocked over a garbage can in the other room.
We gotta have some more
careful. You might actually end up in null device.
It's not that easy.
You're playing hen symbols now.
Yeah,
he's playing those little castanets.
This is castanets, that's what they're called.
Yes.
I'm going to do a shout-out right now to DJ Crass out of Seattle who played this, and apparently a bunch of girls were actually screaming, tell me about my uterus on the dance floor while dancing to it, which means somebody knows it well enough to know where they tell me about my uteruses are, and I think that's awesome.
You just said shout-out.
I did a shout-out to my Seattle peeps. I got a lot of good friends in Seattle. We
I'd like
a lot
to shout-out to God.
I'd like to shout-out to Jesus Christ.
For giving me the talent to make
the
this album.
And the Prophet Muhammad with a bomb on his head.
Yes.
Is this with,
this is also
we can introduce him.
No, I think Brian's
Brian?
Brian introduced this track.
This is Grind, with Severina from, Faka Wolf and Diva Destruction, Scilab right now. It's, I've never heard it before.
Brian is wearing bumpy pants.
Yeah, this is Grind. This is a song that Scilab, if you're unfamiliar with them, which is an amazing project, they are kind of more trip-hoppy, electronica-y, and Sam's got this amazing voice, and I thought it'd be cool if she did an actual track that was a lot faster.
In the back and in the front.
So she's doing this track a little faster. Nobody's listening to me tell good shit!
Shut up, Matt, we're trying to talk over here.
I'm sorry.
We're making Black Eyed Peas jokes, you shut the fuck up.
Are you doing my bump jokes?
In the back and in the front.
Oh, thank Christ.
Because if anybody knows BEP, it's Trump.
That's gonna completely date the commentary.
Yeah, now you just made the commentary shitty.
Oh no!
Anyway, so Seb did the lyrics anyway. On this, so this is a stomper, and I can't wait to do this live with her.
It's going to be hella shitty.
This is some good stuff. So, this is
when
the song.
When the beat comes out of the amp, it's gotta be
so nasty!
That's,
sad as I don't know this song at all, and you guys all suck for knowing it as well as you seem to. You're all watching the MTV.
No, that's not from the Black Eyed Peas.
What was that from?
That's from Akewood.
Oh, you're doing Akewood jokes now?
Which is commonly mistaken for the Black Eyed Peas.
I think Chuck should break out some Paula and
Don't even get me started. She's forever my girl.
Yeah, I don't
that's
see you stopping drinking it.
Well, no, you should do a video with like the animated cat that like Paul Abdul had.
MC Scat Cat?
No, it's MC Matt Cat.
No, it's MC Scat Matt. Yeah. Instead of SKAT, it's Scat like scatological.
It would have to be.
It's a cat covered in shit.
Ugly.
No, it's a Matt.
I do want to do videos. I was just trying to think of the worst possible videos to do.
You take any industrial video from this kind of scene that I've seen ever, and that's
which are all the wax,
really shitty
all
video.
The wax tracks
oh,
videos.
Jesus.
I should. Yeah, I don't know what I want to do. I want to do some really bad videos though.
Didn't you dress up as a monkey in a video once?
I should, and then I'll be in the Bloodhound Gang.
Weren't you hitting people with bats in a video?
Maybe.
Yeah, no, that was oh, that was
Voltress.
That was a Voltress. Yeah, that was a local band called Voltress, and I was this future cop. That was a lot of fun.
You were chasing monkeys.
I was getting chased.
That's
no, I was chasing
Time Cop, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme
and Mia Sara, where they show her breasts.
Splits.
Matt is often confused with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I certainly am. Because
he's always
bam,
doing
bam.
Splits.
What about Mia Sara's breasts? I thought they were.
They show them.
They make them bigger.
They show them in Time Cop. I don't remember what they did to her breasts. I just remember seeing them going, "Holy crap! It's Mia Sara's tits from Ferris Bueller."
You know,
can't you see those in Legend as well?
No.
Ooh,
well, no, they
Legend.
Have it's kind of like really
yeah,
spread out. But that means you have to actually
Ozico
watch Legend.
Some great music by Tangerine Dream. And yes. The guy with the high voice. For goodness sake!
And Ridley Scott is like, I don't think there's enough shit on the screen.
Can we get
let's
more
just,
mist and
let's
unicorns
just,
and
let's
shit?
Let's just dump a million flower petals
unicorns
for no
and kids
reason.
And shit?
Yeah,
Ridley Scott movies give me like allergic reaction to see all that stuff in
can
the
we
hair.
Get Tim Curry and some devil horns? Dr. Frankenfurter, what happened?
Tim Curry and devil horns is that was awesome.
And the devil horns that like when he moves though they kind of bounce because they're not attached too well.
I don't know. He had a budget.
All
right,
this was, that was Grind. Glad you enjoyed all the insightful
there
commentary
was, there was
on that
a song happening?
Yeah, it's kind of like we're talking with a soundtrack behind us.
Dan gonna start singing again?
No.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
This is,
Is Matt gonna start singing?
No.
God, I hope not.
This is, Hitler Ruined That Mustache for Everybody, which I thought would be...
Best title on the record.
It is, and it's probably the worst song on the record.
Well,
I thought it was great because I wanted to do this, like, epic long track, and I was gonna make it, like, 20 minutes long, but I got really bored.
God, you didn't.
It's a shame, because
no,
that's
like,
really the only facial hair I can grow, is that
a little Hitler?
Yeah.
It's about 6.5-7 minutes long, so it's the longest track on the album, but I just... And
oh,
I got to use
talk for 7 minutes.
I got to use no, but the thing
oh
is, this
God.
I use so
far.
Many great samples. I use Tick. I use
oh,
Space
nice.
Ghost. I
the
use
cartoon
Brack.
Or the live action series.
The cartoon, the good one.
I'm
oh
weird.
Come on!
Oh, life is so hard for us who like the live action Tick. Dude, the cartoon was 30 times fucking better.
Yeah, but
and they haven't released that on video or on DVD.
It's like there's a baby kicking
out.
Inside my head. It's called a migraine.
It's got a name.
But I use David Cross samples. I use all kinds of great shit in this. But I
and you'll
fun.
Hear none of it because there will be 5 drunk assholes blabbing over the
no, this is why you buy well, the real CD.
You
or
do?
Hopefully not. Much like the rest of America,
like some,
we don't really care.
If some
that.
Asshole buys this instead of buying the actual CD.
Well, I thought
that
this
would
was gonna
be awesome.
I thought
that'd
this
be
was
funny.
Gonna be included.
Well, this is, no, this is the way this
I
works.
I sure wouldn't pay for this shit.
This is gonna be coming out with the B-sides, the online disc. We're doing an actual burn of that. And that including your mix.
That's fucking cool.
The Dan Clark.
You're
the Dan Clark flame
you're
job.
You're gonna ruin my record. I have a perfect record of nobody releasing my remixes.
Well, I'm not in a real band, so I just it's too funny to hear somebody fuck up. First off, fuck up my lyrics, and then
being
second,
loud and proud.
But it's a great mix. It's very funny to me.
There's no liquor in me.
There's no liquor in me.
That's a misnomer because there's like copious amounts of liquor.
Well,
in here.
That's what the song's about. The song is about setting yourself on fire.
the original lyrics being there's no mecca in me.
There's no mecca in
me. Did Hitler do that?
Did Hitler set someone on? No, Hitler
should have.
Hitler helped kill 8 million people.
He set other people on fire.
So 8 million in one point.
And here's the David Cross sample, which I slowed down so you would be able to tell it was David Cross.
But you can
but
tell
now we know.
Now everyone
but
knows.
But now everyone knows. What's what commentary is
knowing's half the battle.
What's a time where
oh, you guys are nerds, man. I don't know you assholes.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Who wants a body massage?
Body massage.
Go.
Eric's got a great body massage shirt.
Eric's got a great body massage.
I do.
Eric's got a great
body for being massaged. Why is it so dark? I'm looking for a pink handbag.
What?
Don't you agree, listener?
You know, poor schmuck that bought this CD, I don't know what they're talking about either.
This is a limited edition. See, I make everything limited edition, so there's almost a demand for it.
This is a limited edition, however many I can sell.
No, it's only 50. It's only 50, because I'm hand-drawing the CDs and stuff, too. And Seth did the artwork for it. Seth Riley, who's the fucking man. He did the best fucking art for it.
He's the bomb diggity.
He did the comic book in my first EP.
With the Stochastic Theory poster in the background.
Is there really?
You haven't seen it?
No. I have taste. I don't buy this shit.
Did I give you a copy?
I don't accept this shit.
No, on the first page.
There's a Stochastic Theory.
When given freely.
A little Stochastic Theory poster in the background. It's funny.
Your parents do that. Oh, the Stochastic Theory poster.
I did the comic book.
Oh, Jesus.
Or Seth
is
did the comic
book. Is it the full net spread?
Brian's
full nude
Brian's
spread
burping
on
up lungs right now.
I'll be good.
How are you doing?
I promised that somebody would be really drunk on this, and we're all kind of buzzing, but Brian is tanked.
Brian's gonna puke all over the popcorn.
Because Brian's the only one of us.
I'm trying to like put
Brian weighs like 130
Please
pounds.
Come on. I'm rubbing the bump on your pants.
Chuck's now molesting Brian.
My lovely lady
I'm molesting his Hot Topic pants.
Staff that business!
Brian almost
tipped over as he screamed fat business, or whatever the hell he just yelled.
Oh, alright, I'm good.
It's a relative term.
So this is the song that I hope people would read the title and go, oh, I gotta pick this up just to have this. And I alternately wanted to get banned in Germany for mentioning Hitler in a track, just so I could say I got banned in Germany.
Big
fan base of like 12 people in Germany who people in Europe don't get my sense of humor. I've had friends call say you're pretty
people
distinctly
in this country don't
yeah
get
people get my
of
sense
humor.
Of humor. And people are like you're pretty distinctly an American industrial noise man.
Yeah.
I'm like. Yeah, kinda. Whatever.
No, that goes.
I'm not. I don't try to sound like him from.
And then the
country.
Rest of us call them back, and we're like, "No, we don't want him either.
We don't want him. Please, yeah. They're gonna send.
I don't want her. And
I'm
he's
past
more
the,
of a Micronesian.
I actually have that.
He's from Tonga.
Tonga.
He's somewhere.
You know,
you just
alienated.
I'm
his Tonga
I'm kind
fan.
Of, you yeah. You fucked up my Tonga fan base. You shock.
Oh, thank God, here comes the end. I can see it on logic.
Everybody's just watching the watching.
How
logic
much more do we have to say?
I've got a whiz to throw, man.
You always have a whiz to throw.
He's from like Macedonia.
It's what I'm
good
at.
Well, we just toasted Schmidt's ice.
And the can's almost broken half.
Yeah, but we...
These cans are made out of fucking, like, aluminum foil.
We would have spilled stuff, and I sure don't want to make Eric's place messy.
Shut up. You're buying me a new mic.
Eric Ehler, just so you all know, is not immaculate. Eric Ehler lives in a
but he
hole
is impeccable.
Of shit.
He was
he's
immaculately conceived.
For a man who dresses and looks as well groomed as he is,
thank you.
He lives in a pile of shit. It's like he's the yin to his apartment. His house is
disordering.
Anybody who owns as many bonsai plants, you'd expect to clean once in a fucking while.
Oh, wait, we're getting to the end. I just want to tell Matt I slept with your wife.
It's okay, I slept with my wife too.
She's which
great.
Means, really, technically, you
my
guys
wife,
slept with each other.
I will that's not uncommon.
not,
I'll give
not
a shout
indirectly.
Out to my wife for letting me do this whole CD on her computer.
She's rapidly moving
She's packing right now as we do this commentary.
I'm packing. No, wait.
Get out the dribble.
Ryan got it.
Time for the butt dribble. Funny.
That was Hitler mustache.
I'm going to do this one without headphones.
Oh, snap.
And I'll bet it won't make a this is different.
Dan, this will really help. You. This is the last track. This is Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit. The title track. To Unicorns, Kittens, and Shit.
Your hair just gets better and better.
With lots and lots of... Brian is so fucking hammered right now. This has a ton of Doug Stanhope samples.
Have sex with your
and I actually... Quick little thing about Doug Stanhope. I actually sampled him for one of the first tracks I ever did called Stun Gun. Which is
way
early.
Did you record that in my living room?
I did. I recorded... Chuck's been a part of... A part of the Caustic recording since day one.
This is one big
traumatized my roommates for years.
It is
here in Madison.
Chuck,
it gets no more incestuous than
Chuck.
Us.
Chuck let me record in his living room, and then let me record at Chuck Four's house, where Chuck Four would walk downstairs while I was screaming, going, "What the fuck is going on down here?" While I'd be screaming about prison rape and things like that,
and I would be raping him at the time, trying to make it real,
because that's how I get into character. But I actually had emailed Doug Stanhope of The Man Show fame and of Girls Gone Wild, and he's a brilliant stand-up comic, so don't hold those two things against him. But he actually emailed me back. I'm like, hey, I have a sample of you, and I wanted to use it in this song, and he's actually just like, yeah, just send me the song. That's kind of how he sounds, and he's raspy. But I never sent him the song, because the song A was absolutely god-awful. I want to actually finish it sometime and redo the whole thing.
But putting it on the album?
But no, this is the new song A with other samples, where I didn't ask his permission, so I hope I don't get sued. But he's a good guy. He's fucking awesome. That was cool that he emailed me back. I felt very cool.
I'm going to sue you.
You're
for
gonna
emotional
sue me?
Damage.
Actually, I forgot to mention during Pap Scraper, for some reason, Pap Scraper, if ever played... freaks cats out. On two different occasions with two separate parties, they were listening to it and the cats bugged the fuck out. So there's something in Pap Scraper which bugs cats out.
It's got a lot of Pap Scrape history.
The Pap Scrape history of kitties.
Pause the record and try this at home.
Like, if the cats are pissing you off, just turn it on and keep it low and it'll freak them out. Which is funny, because I don't actually I actually use cat samples on some of my songs and I warp them and stuff. And those never seem to piss up
kids.
What's that, yeah.
It's like a Chris and Cozy song that freaks out cats, too.
Really? Yeah. This is all Doug Stanhope. Oh. But I also have Sex, Lies, and Videotape where he's going, I'm impotent. Because I think that's funny. I am impotent.
It's not
I can't
the plant on his cock, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's what the plant on his cock.
Oh, cool.
You know, not enough people sample Bob Dole for that purpose.
Because of plants on his cock? Chuck, what are you talking
impotence.
About?
He's talking about the Viagra commercial.
Oh, okay.
Bob Dole needs Viagra.
Everyone's as big a Bob Dole fan as me, apparently.
I guess not.
Apparently not.
Hey, before this track is going to end a little bit, I wanted to thank everybody that helped do this, that are right here.
Certainly not the people in this room.
Certainly, no, the people, all the people that helped on this, all the people that...
Matt's Wardrobe by Fredericks of Hollywood.
And
Hot Topic.
And the local thrift stores. But thanks, guys, for doing this. This is
thanks for having.
Thanks
like,
for having us, man.
like like when kids in like grade school have birthdays and stuff, and they all bring in like Rice Krispie squares. The teacher makes them say thank you. Thank you, man.
It was really great to be on your album.
I think Brian wins for being the drunkest. Chuck might be drunk, but he's very a lot better at holding it in because he isn't almost tipped over.
I drank an entire bottle of grape flavored wine and two Mike's Hard Lemonade.
He did. I went through
bottles.
A 40 and a
fart,
and a Schmidt. Eric went through some Schmidt and some other. I just totally got pelted in the head again with a fucking mic.
Chuck threw a mic.
Brian went through a 40 in like a second and a half. Two Schmidts. And Dan Clark is still working on his 40 of Miller's High Life. But thanks for joining us, everybody who listened in on this. I'm sure it'll
end
up.
Album.
I'm sure it'll end. It's a great album.
Dan, don't patronize.
We talked so much about it.
That's Brian.
You ass kiss.
Well, you don't do.
I
either.
Think it's kiss.
But thanks everybody for who bought this and who bought the album and.
Matt's trying to get the last word.
Everybody
trying to get the last word.
The first ever.
Don't let him talk.
The first ever retarded commentary track on a retarded CD.
Vaginas.
Baby rapers.
Prison rape.
Now, and this is a lot
nipple
of rape
sex.
Talk.
Something about Hitler.
Hitler. And, Hitler raping and, babies with his nipple.
Hand job. Oh, no, don't. Oh!
Ah!